In agricultural news, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says that across the board, federal budget cuts could force USDA to furlough up to 6,000 meat inspectors for up to 2 weeks, plunging the meat industry into chaos and raising consumer prices. Some Republicans have proposed that cuts to the Defense Department should be avoided, and the way to do it is to increase domestic cuts, which could make the problem at the Agriculture Department worse. Vilsack says that he is worried Congress might decide the way to avoid the cuts is to do away with the direct payments that crop farmers get, whether prices are high or low. The Renewable Fuels Association today says that 20 of the nation's 211 ethanol plants have ceased production over the past year, including 5 in January. Most remain open, with workers spending time performing maintenance-type tasks. 6 of the 20 ethanol plants that stopped production are in Nebraska, 2 in Indiana, and 2 in Minnesota. 10 states have seen one plant affected. Officials at the nation's leading ethanol makers, Archer Daniels Midland and Poet, declined to speculate about whether additional plants will close. Russia's consumer watchdog today says that an almost full ban on U.S. imports of meat and meat products over the feed additive ractopamine will apparently be lengthy. The head of Russia's consumer watchdog says the restrictions will be in force until a solution is found. Russia claims that it has scientific proof that ractopamine is unsafe. Russia has banned pork, beef, as well as meat products from the U.S. starting today. Russia has pressured the U.S. to certify its pork and beef exports are ractopamine-free, but USDA has opposed the trade requirement, saying it breaks Russia's commitments as a member of the World Trade Organization. A National Cotton Council survey says that growers intend to plant the fewest cotton acres in 30 years. Intentions of 8.812 million acres of upland cotton are down 27% from last year. Applying state-level yield assumptions to projected harvested acres would produce a crop of 12.86 million bales, down from 17.01 million bales in 2012. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.